95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I actually forgot my mask coming into the station today. It's one of the rare times I've done it. Walked in, no one was paying any attention.
Don't you feel like a criminal?
Yes, yeah. And I'm like, oh, but this is also a taste of the near future. I don't have to bother doing that.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Nobody Although California's waiting until June 15th?
Yeah, something like that. Just to be...
Even though the CDC said, you're pretty good.
We have the people that aren't vaccinated running around pretending they are, though. That's the problem.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, I'm vaccinated.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, we all are. Oh, it was fun.
Paul McCartney writes bad songs.
I like it when you just throw out a statement like that.
A ridiculous statement.
Just waiting for people to start booing and throwing things.
It is kind of a troll sentence.
But it's heartfelt.
Fresno is the most romantic city for singles.
And then you say something really cracked.
Fresno.
You know, Greg Behar probably has something to say about that.
Must have him stop by.
Yeah. Drag him in here. Yeah, him and his Coca-Cola.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but it's horny time. Did you know that?
Horny time. That's just sad.
The best countries to live in, there was a survey done, and the United States is not in the top 10.
That does not surprise. What about Fresno?
Fresno, of course. That country, Fresno.
Yeah, it's number one world to live in.
So that's coming up today. We also have 1 second of nonstop rock.
How much is that up to? Let me guess. I don't remember. How much is it?
$2,500.
Nice. Between now and four sometime.
Correct.
And it's a two for Tuesday. I'm kind of happy to throw this on. We got a couple from Aerosmith, including one that Steven actually told me personally one time he was very proud of. He got to sit down and have an interview with him, verbal intercourse, and he told me about this song that I'm going to play next after this one.
All right.
Two for Tuesday on KLOS. Two for Tuesday, two from Aerosmith. Last one there from 1985's Done With Mirrors, Sheila. So I was talking with him one time. We were doing a radio interview, and I mentioned that and how much I liked
Steven
that
Tyler?
Album. Yeah. And, you know, it was when Joe Perry came back to the band and Brad Whitford in 85. And I was like, that was just such a great album, and Sheila in particular. And he's like, you like that song? Nobody knows that song. I love that you love that. I worked really hard on that song, man. That's really cool.
I wonder how many bands have that.
Yeah.
Where some of their favorite songs are never hit.
Did not do anything, but they love it. It hits home. I don't know. Let's find out.
Strange.
So,
the Beatles. Let's talk about Paul McCartney.
Stu's in the studio for this one.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything.
Howdy, sir.
By the way, that is a great album, by the way.
Yeah, such a good Done With Mirrors.
It is a great Done With Mirrors. Go get it.
Yeah.
And get Beatles. I mean, get Paul McCartney, too.
I was recording a commercial with Stu, and he pointed out temporary secretary. From Paul McCartney.
I don't even know that song.
I don't either. Yeah.
You said that's from 1980?
It's from 1980, yeah. The single didn't really go huge, but, you know, a lot of stations gave it a bunch of spins for a while.
So this is before he teamed up with Michael Jackson, right?
I think so, a couple years before.
Doggone Girl Is Mine.
My thing about Paul McCartney is he set the bar way high.
Right, with the Beatles. Yeah.
And all the songs that he wrote, Let It Be and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So compared to that high level that he set, it would be like Michael Jordan scoring 3 points. For other players, maybe 3 points is an average game, not for Michael Jordan.
Yeah. You know, sometimes people are big superstars, and then they kind of go somewhere else and do something smaller, and, you know, we got to let that Kevin kind of go.
Paul McCartney got busted, because Paul McCartney smoked, or maybe still does, a ton of weed.
I would guess
so. Right? And, I mean, you know, eventually you're going to come up with some, you're going to experiment, and you're going to say, hey, you know what?
You're gonna come.
This is good.
That temporary secretary is a perfect song. Listen to this song.
It's a good song. We're gonna play the whole thing.
Written
and
sung by Paul McCartney.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a great song. Yeah, it's already great.
Oh boy, this is wanting to be Kraftwerk, is what this
right?
is. It's very.
Can you find for me someone strong and sweet fitting on my knee? She can keep her job if she gets it wrong. But Mr.
Pocket Calculator.
I need her. All I need is help for a little while.
We understand what temporary secretary is. I just need a little help for a while.
It's good time.
Come
this
on.
Is good. This is, you know.
Why aren't any temp agencies using this?
Work on it.
Should be.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if I ran a temp agency, this would be the song.
Unbelievable, right?
It's awesome.
Well.
Is it awesome?
It's awesome.
I don't
yes.
hate
it's
awesome. It.
By Paul McCartney standards?
Look. Jeez. You
know, he did a song called Too Many People. And I believe this song is about John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Nope.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, get to that second one. And then Too Many People is what this is.
Oh, I need to hear it.
Hate it.
I mean, for a piece of cake?
Well, it's like a watered down Beatles B-side.
It's
I say
it's no worse than Temporary Secretary. Or no better than.
Yeah.
Agree.
But it's definitely better than The Doggone Girl Is Mine or whatever
that other one was.
Yeah,
I could skip that one.
Do you remember Spies Like Us? He did the theme song for that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's terrible.
Yes.
Yeah. You're all going to agree on this.
Okay.
Wow, I forgot about this song.
I mean, come on.
No, that was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, I don't need to hear that one.
No, we actually played this on the radio and when it was new.
He doesn't sound like he was stoned when he wrote that,
no,
though.
No, agreed.
And Temporary, that's, I think, the difference, the drugs.
Still better than that other one.
It could be.
There was one other that he did, besides the one with Michael Jackson, that I can't stand.
Ebony and Ivory?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's...
Somebody's knocking on the door, somebody's ringing the bell, somebody's
let
knocking
him
on the door.
Let him in.
That's a great song.
Somebody's
knocking
on the door, somebody's ringing on the bell.
Oh, my God.
Do me a favor. Open the door.
Mullikintyre.
His ex-wife had a lot to do with being vegetarian.
Right.
Sure.
And he wrote a song called Meat Free Monday.
Just Monday, though.
Meat Free Monday. It's a fun day.
It's a fun day. And it's happening all around the world. Meat Free Monday.
It's a fun day.
I didn't hate that.
Come on now.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I mean, come on.
I mean, I'm okay.
You gotta be honest
about it.
Way ahead of Morrissey, Meat is Murder, so that's kind of...
Sure. Listen, I'm with you guys on the great songs that he made.
Right.
But,
yeah. Well,
let's admit, when crap is crap. Right?
Wow, slinging. I mean, this is a very subjective thing, man.
It's not necessarily a popular standpoint.
Right. But so that's why you want to take it, because it's not very popular.
Yeah.
This is a troll.
You get a, it's a troll.
Down with Paul McCartney. Boom.
Black, empty soul from the troll.
Man, I was 100% obsessed with that song. I just would listen to it as a kid over and over and over and over. So it's kind of cleansing the palate of your Paul McCartney stuff.
Sure. Hey, it's not my Paul McCartney stuff. It's his. I'm just saying.
Of Paul.
Recently.
Well, it's a good thing that
his songwriting hasn't been up to his own standard.
It's a good thing that he's not around to hear what he's done, you know, since he died back in, when he was 21 or whatever.
I think he's still alive.
You know those people that just
totally... He's still alive.
Do you believe that? No.
Yeah.
Wait, there are going to be some silly noises here in just a second. It's Two for Tuesday. I love doing those kind of twofers from the album, you know, just exactly as they appeared on the album.
It's agreed.
Kind of fun to do.
Here's...
There you go. Let's just let that go on for like 2 hours. Do that sometimes.
They really smoked, huh?
Really good. Had the best stuff, man.
Here's an impossible headline. Fresno, the number one romantic city in America for singles, study says.
That's nonsense.
And then in the headline, it goes on to say, what were they thinking?
Yeah, so how does it... Why? Is there wonderful food places and beautiful scenery to see in Fresno to take your sweetheart to? And
the website MyDatingAdvisor.com has looked into Fresno,
mm-hmm.
and they say it has a certain amount of romantic charge, especially if you're single. So they say Fresno is the most romantic city out of 150 metro areas surveyed.
So beating San Francisco, beating New York City, beating Paris. Is this just in the U.S.?
It's just in the U.S.,
oh,
yeah.
All right. So beating Paris, France. Oh, wait.
Beating Paris, the...
Yeah, whatever. I'm sure there's a Paris.
The casino.
Yeah. That's easy.
No, but they... I don't know, because they don't really pick big cities ever.
Right.
They say that they surveyed 150 metro areas. And also in the top five, New Haven, Connecticut, Springfield, Massachusetts, Hartford, Connecticut.
Well, see, Hartford makes sense.
It's really Green Bay, town. Wisconsin.
I don't know anything about Green Bay. But I mean, so what? Like, Fresno has the most romantic 7-Eleven? The most, like, nice place Del Taco to take your date
to? I'm going
to
tell you what they looked at.
Okay.
when they came up with Fresno being number one, the most romantic place in the world.
Nope.
I've been to Fresno.
Did you hook up a lot?
No. I've been there.
Yeah, I mean, clearly you hooked up.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
The study looked at things like the cost of a bottle of wine.
Okay.
$8 in Fresno. A meal out for two, $46.
At Del Taco. No slam on Del Taco.
Date nights in Fresno are rather affordable.
So, like, the Dollar Theater is really nice.
But I can tell you why.
Yeah.
Fresno Blues.
Where's Greg Bejaro? We need to ask him about this. He knows all about Fresno.
Fresno also scored well for marriage rates, LGBTQ friendliness, and level of sexual activity.
That's all good. So that's nice.
The city had a sexual activity score of 60.35 out of 100. That number is based on STDs per 100,000 people, active Ashley Madison users per 100,000 people, and I'm not making this up, sexually active high schoolers per 100,000 people.
So
that seems inappropriate at best.
It's just straight up nothing else to do in Fresno is what they're saying.
Right.
You just
people in medium household income also is looked at, and it's pretty good in Fresno. So
that's ridiculous.
Fresno's number one, you guys. Isn't that great?
Let's go there. Let's get some glass. Yeah.
And do what?
Yeah, exactly. What?
I've been there. No, thank you.
That's so funny, Ozzy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have
cash. Hell yeah.
$2,500.
Nice.
For our 1 second of nonstop rock.
I'm surprised this one has given people so much trouble. I thought this was going to be an easy one, but you never know, I guess.
But we start knowing it.
Yeah, true.
I mean, if I was listening to this game, I would never even call because I wouldn't have any idea.
I would never get any of these. Yeah. I don't play contests.
So we have 1 second of nonstop rock. We're going to play it for you, and then you have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the song title and the artist, and you will win $2,500. Not bad for a Tuesday.
Oh, damn straight. All right, here you go. Here's that clip. If you think you know what it is, you know what to do. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,500, KLOS, who's this?
This is Stacy.
Stacy, you're caller 13.
I am the way.
Yes, way. You are caller 13, and it's worth $2,500. Don't tell us now, but do you think you know what it is?
Yes, I think I know what it is.
Nice.
All right.
Well, we hope so. So tell us the name of the song and the artiste, and we'll give you $2,500. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, I'm going to push start now. What is that?
Okay, I think it's Sublime Smoke Two Joints.
It is not.
Sorry. Oh, damn it.
I'm so sorry.
That sucks to bite.
It does. Right on. Well, thanks for playing anyway. Go smoke a couple.
You'll feel better. I definitely will. Yes. Thank you.
Bye. So $3,000 between 4 and 5.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. On the way, we have our 1 second of nonstop rock. Worth $3,000 before 5. Also, President Obama talks UFOs. Coming up in a second. First, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Sluggo, but it's horny time.
What? It is? Sweet.
Horny time.
Dude, it's always horny time. Horny time.
This is a female who wrote this article about it being horny time. It's an actual thing. She says, do me a favor and think about how you feel right now. Sun's out, guns out. You got your favorite.
You say that again.
Sun's out, guns out.
She wrote that?
Yep.
I love her.
You got your favorite loose cottons on. When you look around you, does something, perhaps someone, catch your eye? Are you feeling yourself on a more acute level than you're usually feeling yourself?
Excuse me?
Is there a constant tingle in your nether regions?
Yes. Always, 24/7.
Was your friend, who wasn't hot, all of a sudden very hot and appealing to you?
Is this written to 14-year-old?
Guess what, friends? It's horny time.
That's what
she says. She refers to the period of time between early spring and late spring where everyone everywhere wants to F a lot. That's what she says.
In the 1800s, they said it nicely, when a young man's fancy turns to romance.
Yes. Well, apparently there's a very short amount of time that it actually happens.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you got to get it on quick.
The horny time is serious, she says. You've emerged from winter. You were wearing a lot of clothes, and now you're wearing fewer clothes.
Especially here in L.A. It was a cold winter.
You are absorbing the vitamin D. Yes, you are.
Is that what that's called?
The horny time is short-lived and a fleeting phenomenon, she says.
Yeah, I think I lost mine when I was in my teens, yeah. Oh, you mean every
year? She says everyone is.
Every year.
For a brief few weeks, everyone is. Uh-huh. So that should include you. Clean and not sweaty and fresh-faced. We get haircuts and manicures.
Do we?
We take cool showers.
Do we? Have you ever taken a cold shower? Has that ever worked for you at all?
I have when I'm incredibly hot.
You've tried? Oh, yeah. But yeah, not incredibly hot.
No, when I'm overheated.
But not when you're incredibly hot. Right. That's ridiculous.
We've spring cleaned our apartments. We're eager to connect again to other members of human species.
No, we're not. She's not talking to me, I guess.
She is.
All. Yeah, is she?
She's saying, here are some things to do when it's horny time. Talk to lots of people. Don't be shy.
Yeah, well, no problem.
Wear loose clothing.
No, I won't make anyone sick.
Bring protection wherever you go.
Always. Don't. Never do.
I wear three. Just take one off. Nice. It's light as hell. Bring protection wherever you go. Sunscreen and water bottles are your friends.
What? How does that make you get some?
Be open to new experiences. The horny time demands it. The horny time demands it.
She should be in a really deep voice. The horny time demands it.
So apparently it's horny time. Who knew?
Oh, yeah.
Who knew?
I'm happy about that.
I was not aware.
No. Happy horny time.
Right.
Is this a Hallmark card for that?
I hope so.
A couple from Jimmy on a 2 for Tuesday. I'd say that's a perfect 2 for horny time. No.
It is horny time. That's true.
Do-do-do-do.
Do you remember any president commenting on UFOs?
On UFOs? No, absolutely not.
I don't think they've ever been put on the spot where they would say anything.
I guess I would imagine JFK would be the first person to pop to my mind. Maybe he had said something. I don't know, though. Not that I know.
Well, President Obama was a guest on the Late Late Show with James Corden.
Mm-hmm.
And James let his band leader, Reggie Watts, ask a question.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what the question was.
All this talk about dem aliens. I know that doesn't necessarily mean aliens. It is just a UAF. But I was wondering if you have a theory about that.
Well, when it comes to aliens, there's some things I just can't tell you on air.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
What?
So that's not straight up denying it. That's not trying to push it off. That's not saying
there
no. It's
stuff.
Absolutely nothing.
There is stuff I just can't tell you about
on the air. Wow.
All right.
Damn, dude.
Go on.
But you'll tell us off there. Great.
The truth is that when I came into office, I asked, right? I was like, all right, you know, is there the lab somewhere where we're keeping the alien specimens in spaceship?
By the way, I would ask the same
thing. Oh,
like,
yes.
That's question one.
It probably would be for
the aliens.
Well, yeah, I want to know the truth.
Right?
Lay it on me.
They did a little bit of research, and the answer was no. But what is true, and I'm actually being serious here, is that there's footage and records of objects in the skies that we don't know exactly what they are. We can't explain how they moved, their trajectory. They did not have an easily explainable pattern, and so. You know, I think that people still take seriously trying to investigate and figure out what that is. But I have nothing to report to you today.
It's okay.
Wow, that's amazing.
Right?
That's intense.
And I mean, the government is unclassifying a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of these pilots, they're letting talk.
Right.
You know, pilots from F-18s and stuff that see stuff in the skies and they do not know what it is.
I'm just playing a little bit of the Close Encounters music, and that's one of my favorite scenes in the movie. Do you want to report the UFO to the pilots? And he's like, nah, I don't want to go on record with that.
Right? Because people will think you're crazy.
Yeah.
But they have been recently.
Oh, yeah. And good for them.
So that's crazy.
Unless, like, what? See, here's the question. Reggie might secretly be an alien. right? You remember in Men in Black? And so when he asks all these questions, he's deflecting.
I love that. That's hilarious. That's awesome.
All right, so that's the first time I know of that a president of the United States talked about aliens.
Yeah, he's not like, he's not burying it. I mean, right. It's sort of like going, look, yes, duh.
Yes, there are some things that we can't explain, which, right. By the way, the government has not been saying for quite some time.
No, yeah.
And now just recently they started coming
like,
out with some of that information.
Screw it. Let's just, there's so much.
Look, it's stuff. We don't know what it is.
They're going to show up eventually. Might
that's
as well
all
get
we know.
People ready a little.
All right, so we want to talk to you if aliens have visited you.
Okay.
818-955-KLOS. You've run into, met?
Actually had the third encounter.
Had the third encounter, and it was an alien, and you experienced it.
Oh, you're very convinced it was.
Correct.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
No probing questions, by the way.
I can't promise that.
Not dead yet. You still love that song as much
love
as I
love it.
Damn, it's good. Just great
I started
stuff.
Listening to it. That's my latest find that I listen
oh, really?
To endlessly.
Oh, yeah. You do that. You'll listen for like a couple days straight to nothing else. That is intense.
Yeah, it really is.
Right on Devoro. That's a good one to be listening to.
All right. We are talking about you had a close encounter because President Obama actually commented on the Late Late Show with James Corden.
And he did not say, no, there's no such thing.
Correct.
He's like, I can't talk about it
so
right now.
So, KLOS, you had a close encounter?
No, I'm not a close encounter, but I studied ufology at UC Irvine.
Is that right?
I sure did. I took the class for my end semester in my undergraduate, and I most recently just came back from a birthday trip at the end of April where I went to Area 51.
Wow. Did you actually get in? Kevin tried to get in and
was
chased away.
No, I didn't actually get to go in, but I did get to go to the guard post, and I saw all the UFO sites on State Route 375. Also known as the extraterrestrial highway.
Right. Have you ever met one, though?
Had a close encounter? No, I can't say that I have, but I have a lot of information about UFOs.
Nice. Right. Well, we are looking for someone who has actually run into him. Thanks for calling
man. I went there to Area 51, and we went up to the front gate, and I said, hey, where are the aliens? And then headlights came on and lights everywhere, and we were like, we have to leave right now.
Hi, KLOS, did you have a close encounter?
You wouldn't even believe how this happened. As a kid, bro, I thought it was a dream. And one morning I woke up and I feel like I had this part of my leg, dude. And ever since then, I've been witnessing things, dude, as a kid, dude. And I grew up, and as an adult, bro, I witnessed some kind of like a bright light. It felt like a light from, like a helicopter light.
Right.
But it wasn't. It was actually, it just disappeared. Like when I was taking a walk at the park one day.
Did you say there was something in your leg when you were a kid?
Dude, I felt as a kid, I woke up when my leg was hurting. I showed my mom. I was about maybe 9, 10 years old. And I showed my mom. She said, maybe the dog bit you or something. There's no way a dog bit you. I would have known.
Were you anally probed by an alien?
I knew it. I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. Damn it.
That's what they do. I'm a reporter.
818-955-KLOS, whether you've been anally probed or not, have you ever run into an actual alien?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. $3,000 for our 1 second of nonstop rock coming up in a second. But first, have you had an alien encounter?
20 years ago, I think, or 21 years ago now, 2000, I had some, like, of those gray aliens, and they froze my body, and then they were, like, analyzing my whole body. And then maybe 7 years after that, I was on the couch in my living room, and then there was the whole room was like blue, and I was kind of dozing off. But then when I woke up, all the blue went to the dining room, and then I could see the figure of the alien from the curtain.
Not related, but do you do mushrooms?
No. I've never done mushrooms in my life.
Oh, interesting.
I do
That's
weed.
Interesting.
So much.
Yeah. Some good weed.
Acid?
So,
right.
Do you feel that they have communicated with you? Do you think they're going to be back? Do you think they have an agenda?
I'm pretty sure they have an agenda. I have some unknown things all over my body that they've implanted.
That's called a penis. Wait, unknown things that they've implanted? Where?
Yeah, I know I've had my penis. Well, around all different parts of my body.
Wow, that's...
They're visual.
Oh, they're visual.
Yeah, you can see them.
Wow, so are you happy that they're contacting you? That they're speaking with you?
Hell no. Torture.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for calling. We got red on you in the KLOS free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We have $3,000.
Yeah, man. This just keeps ratcheting it up.
In our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Rock.
So we're going to play this clip again. It's the same clip we've had since...
A while.
Yeah.
You did the math on it. It was really impressive a little while ago. I mean, like five times that it's gone bad.
Six now.
Yeah, whatever, man.
I mean, come on. It's 3,000 divided by 500.
That's too hard. That's too much work.
All right, listen. So we have $3,000. We're going to play the clip. As soon as you hear it, be caller 13-818-955-KLOS. Tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you will be $3,000 richer.
And here it comes. What do you think that is? 818-955-KLOS. Think we're going to give it away this time?
Hope so.
Yeah. Win! Come on, win!
Don't be bad.
Yeah.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. What's like in a non-stop rock game?
For $3,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Josh.
Josh, you're caller 13.
Yes!
Yes!
Hell yeah!
Woo! Don't tell us now, but do you know what the clip is?
I believe I do.
All right.
Well, we really want to give you the cash, so tell us the name of the song and the artist, and it's yours. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here is that clip. What do you think that is?
Is it Crazy on You by Heart?
Yeah! Yeah! It is, man!
Nicely done!
Well done, dude!
$3,000!
Oh, my God, that's amazing!
Have you known it the whole time?
You know what? So I didn't even listen to it today. I heard it yesterday, and I didn't call in because I was driving.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you guys announced it today, I just started dialing without even hearing it today because I knew already from yesterday what it was.
You were just plain determined to absolutely get through this time and get it, right?
That's right.
All right, well, let's play the little solution so everybody can take a good listen to what you just won. $3,000 on! Here is the solution. It's just so funny. Once you actually get into that whole part of it, it's just like, oh, yeah, I get that. I hear that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But I would never identify it before.
Yep.
$3,000, man. Congrats.
Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Damn straight.
Congratulations again. What was his name? It just won $3,000.
Yeah.
Josh.
Yeah, he figured out that it was Crazy on You. Someone had said Crazy in Love by Heart, and there's a Beyonce song called that, and there's a Eminem song, actually, that samples Heart, Crazy on You, called Crazy in Love. So maybe that's
But that was not the answer.
No, it was such a bummer. I was like, oh, no. That sucks. Sorry, dude. Click.
There is a study, the top 10 countries where expats are, are happiest with work life and cost of living.
You know, I kind of hate that word expats because if you're like, you know, you're generally, you'd say, oh, it's a foreigner or someone who's moved here or whatever. But Americans are always expats.
Yeah,
that's where we are. Yes, we were patriotic, but not anymore.
Top 10 countries that are happiest with their lives.
So,
so you would want to live there over here.
Okay, as opposed
that's
to
that's what
here.
This list says.
Because this is not, America did not make the top 10 of places to live.
Correct.
What you had said.
Yeah, I was going to get to that, but way to spoil
the...
Number one is Taiwan.
Right.
And this is how they judge it. 75% are happy with their job. 74% are happy with their work-life balance. 78% are happy with the cost of living. 96% are happy with the quality of medical care.
I was going to say, are happy with the food, because I love Taiwanese food.
62% say making new friends is easy, and 80% are happy with life in general.
All right.
So Taiwan is number one.
Let's go there. We'll broadcast from there from now on.
Number two, Mexico.
Mexico. Well, I know some people that live down there love it.
Yep.
Moved from here down there, very happy there.
So. They have similar numbers as Taiwan as far as people who are happy living there. Costa Rica is number three.
What? Really?
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Costa
Rica.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
It's like Hurricane Central, isn't it? Don't they get hit a lot with bad weather? Or is
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's still beautiful.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It's a beautiful country. Malaysia is number four.
Okay.
All I know is I think it's Malaysia. If you spit your gum out, they'll cut off your hand or something.
That sounds like fun. I went over there.
I heard that.
You love spitting out your gum, too.
I really do. Number five is Portugal.
Okay. All right. Portugal, beautiful.
Okay. Yeah. New Zealand, number six.
Oh, hell yeah.
I get that.
I think I would like New Zealand.
Same.
Yeah.
Australia, number seven.
Okay.
No United States yet, is what I was going to say here.
Well, you did say it at the top of the show, you bastard.
Number eight is Ecuador.
I don't know anything about Ecuador.
I don't either.
It's hot. It's very sticky. I mean, it's right there at the equator.
number 9 is Canada.
Yeah, sure. Everybody loves Canada.
And number 10 is Vietnam.
What? Now, so where is America on the 10. List? Is it even?
I don't know because they only list the top 10.
That's it, huh?
The U.S. is not in Is not in the top 10.
USA! USA! That is bogus.
All right, so here's the question. If you couldn't live in the U.S., where would you like to live?
Yeah, if you ever wander
where
off.
Where would you move?
Yeah, I'm leaning New Zealand. I mean, all the earthquakes
Yeah, New Zealand's
good.
Pretty great.
But, you know, I'm used to earthquakes, so.
I'm leaning Costa Rica.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have all kinds of outdoor sports, and it's amazing. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Do you really want to live offshore out of the country before you die anytime in your life, or do you really care?
I'd like to travel a lot, but yeah. I'm fine. I don't want to live outside the U.S. No,
yeah,
certainly not in Vietnam.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, so 818-955-KLOS. You have to move, you can't live in the United States. Where would you like to relocate? Call now.
A couple from Alice enjoying the day in chains on a twofer. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo.
Just did a list of the best countries to live in, and the United States is not in the top 10.
Come on. What kind of stupid list is this?
So the question is, if you couldn't live here, where would you move?
I would like to move to Canada, where my lady friend lives.
Oh, Canada. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a girlfriend. She lives in Canada.
Yeah, America's hat.
America's hat.
America's hat, yeah. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello. Where would I like to move?
Yes. Yeah. You can't live in the U.S. Where would you move?
Canada.
Yeah,
another Canada.
Two Canadas. Right on. Thanks. Which side? Which coast?
Probably where the Niagara Falls is at.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mm, it's East cold. Coast. Yeah.
Too cold.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm a West Coast guy, Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
You can't live in the U.S. Where would you move?
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? How you guys doing?
We're good.
Okay.
Where would you move if you had to?
Where do I move if I had to? Costa Rica.
Ah,
all right.
All right. All right. Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I've been to Australia when I was in the Navy in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
but I've not been to New Zealand, but both of those countries would definitely be an if.
Thanks for calling in, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Where would you move if you could?
I think I would go to Berlin.
Berlin?
Wow.
Wow, nice.
Because of the nightlife?
I love the nightlife. I love the city. And the history, it was a beautiful city, and I would definitely live there.
And right. You love that band, too.
I do.
Yes. All right.
Right on.
It's
thanks
the
for calling.
Trifecta. Thank you.
Oh, you know, the lunch buffet at the Tropicana, it's really good, you know. As you go down there, you watch the girlies, they dance a little, and you have some buffet. Mmm, it's tasty.
I don't want to eat at a club.
Nope.
No, thank you.
No, I'm not sure I want to eat this. It's Taste Test Tuesday. And I have here uncrystallized candied ginger pieces, sweet and smooth.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. But they're good until the year 2023. That's quite some time from now.
I think ginger helps with upset stomach.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I think.
You always have a precious upset tummy. I don't know if I like... I hate that word, by the way. Tummy.
Yeah,
one of the worst
stop
words
using
ever.
It.
Yeah. No, to annoy people.
No.
I don't know if I like the smell of this or I hate it.
Mm. Well, I mean, smell taste it.
Yeah. Smell this and see what you think.
All right.
Oh my gosh, that's actually really good. Wow. Woo!
I have crispy and crunchy broccoli florets.
What the hell's a florette?
I don't know.
Actually, this is really good.
But it looks like broccoli.
Yeah, I hate broccoli.
Me too.
Broccoli sucks. Broccoli's the worst thing in the world except for asparagus or anything else.
It's pretty crunchy.
Yeah.
And it kind of backs off the broccoliness.
Yeah, they try. Is that what they're trying to do? I mean, is it theoretically healthy, but they're trying to get you to...
I don't know that it's theoretically healthy because it's...
Oh, God. I mean, it just straight up looks like broccoli. You just put broccoli in your mouth. Yuck. Puke. I don't know if I can do this. I hate broccoli.
I'm not a fan.
Crispy, crunchy. The process used to create these very crispy, crunchy broccoli florets maintains all the flavor. Yuck. Provides an irresistible snack. Are you finding it irresistible?
No.
You're able to resist this? Like if I were to...
Oh, I've had two and that's enough.
So gross. Well, that doesn't taste too bad. I hate broccoli, but I don't hate
it. Well, then that's pretty good.
Wow.
You hate broccoli, but that's not bad.
I despise broccoli. Ugh. But that's not too bad.
I don't like the candied ginger pieces either.
Oh, here. You don't like those?
No.
Well, I kind of like those.
No.
Trader Joe's.
Take them both home.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you. Now, when are we going to start getting steaks and things like that?
I'm not sure how that works.
We're supposed to be getting steaks. I mean, I don't even eat meat, but steaks. French fried potatoes. scale up.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
For years, the airport's roof has been leaking.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
Greg Behara, ladies and gentlemen.
That's beautiful.
The important news from Fresno.
When did Fresno become your focus?
Yeah.
Well, I used to work in the Bay Area.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And so Fresno news would filter its way through, and I was fascinated.
You just got hooked.
Oh, Fres, yes, I did.
I mean, that's terrible that they've had a leak in the airport. My God.
Right.
You know, that's, I mean, you do bring home some important news.
It's magical.
From Fresno, yeah.
It's a magical place.
Yeah. Listen to this report. Mm. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That is it for Sluggo and I.
I got to get out of here and go home and pet the kitty, but Greg Beharrell is here.
All right.
Hi, sir. How are you?
You're finally giving me a plus.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some of this broccoli, too. We had this taste test Tuesday, and this broccoli from Trader Joe's is the worst thing
it's
I think.
It's trash.
It is horrible.
So you're welcome.
You're welcome to
my
it.
Mouth.
I predict a riot on this day in rock in 1964 in Hamilton, Scotland, during a Rolling Stones UK show. 4,000 fans with forged tickets tried to gate crash the show. It was in a little recording studio at the Brick Mall Shopping Center in New Jersey on this day in rock in 1966 when 16-year-old Bruce Springsteen recorded for the very first time with his band, the Castiles, Baby I... And that's what you get. I was on this day in rock in 1967 when the Beatles represented the UK for the first ever planet-wide satellite broadcasts. They were in the studio playing a song, All You Need Is Love, that they had written specifically for the occasion.